Franziska, is the noodle soup ready? My husband and the boys are probably almost home from the synagogue.
Of course, Mrs. Eisemann. The carp and chicken are also done, and the potato salad too. Fish is very expensive these days.
Yes, times are hard, Franziska, I know. But how can you have a nice Shabbat without fish? Thank God we haven't gone hungry the past few years. And the neighbors are okay too. At any rate, they have their vegetable gardens or hens in the shed.
You can still get cabbage and salad greens at Hansel Lina around the corner. Blum Matilde sends Hans David there instead to the garden market. The Shabbat lamp is already lit, Mrs. Eisemann, and the coal oven is nice and warm. How does your husband stand it in his room when it's so cold?
When he's writing and reading, he doesn't mind having the stove off. He says the cold keeps him awake and helps him concentrate. When he prepares his remarks for a funeral or a wedding, the doors are always closed, even for the kids, but they don't always want to see it. Oh, well. Oh, I think I hear them at the door, and the Levy brothers are also at their way home already.
I can't see them at all. The street lamps aren't bright enough.
Yes, you are right, Franziska. But during the day, my husband can keep an eye on the community right from his window. Am I right?
I don't know what we would do without Mr. Eisemann. He pays attention to everyone and always knows what to say, whether to a Jew or a Christian. Oh, before I forget, Luise Weil is already looking forward to the Shabbat talk she's hosting. Will the cantor be able to make it this time?
Thanks for reminding me, Franziska. I'll ask him. But now I hear the boys coming up the stairs. Is the challah ready on the plate?